The development agreement for the resort expansion requires deed-restricted affordable housing for 80 employees, about 10% of the workforce that will be needed to service the new development. In its latest drawings, PEG is now proposing 161 units, 24 of them to be in three-dorm style units, with each unit consisting of 8 beds, 3 bathrooms, as well as a kitchen, living area, laundry, and storage. Monthly rent per room, including utilities, is proposed to be about $624 a month. The rent for the 86 1, 2, and 3 bedroom units would run from $900 a month to more than $1,100 a month, using 45% as the AMI, or 45% of the average median income of Summit County. 84 of the 161 units would be rental units. The other 77 will be for sale units. The developer's priority is to serve the employees of the development first, and they're willing to open the units up to others if available. PEG spokesperson Kristen Williams says that the housing will reach a broad base of employees.
What we found, especially in resort housing development, is providing that variety between rental for sale and workforce in that dorm style seasonal type situation has really been effective to ensure that you are trying to reach as broadly as possible and with those varying AMI calculations that you're really trying to reach as broadly as possible and potentially create that stair step of, you know, maybe you start out in the seasonal dorm style, and as you get promoted and as you decide to stay in town and your income level goes up, that there is actually somewhere for you to go from a housing standpoint over time.
In response, Park City Councilmember Becca Gerber said she was glad to see the number of beds go up and that they meet the requirements of the city's housing resolution. She questioned, though, will this be enough long term? Councilmember Steve Joyce called it a win-win. He asked that something be worked out to ensure that when the units are built, people can get moved in without any HOA or punch list problems. Councilmember Max Doyleney agreed.
Punch list problems are the most arduous and biggest pain in the butt for developers, as you know probably better than anybody. And so addressing that verbiage, I think, would be a really nice sort of bow on the box that already looks like a pretty good present.
While the PEG development is still being considered by the Park City Planning Commission, the City Council serves as the city's housing authority. City Manager Matt Dyes said the new housing plan would need approval by the authority, so it was brought to the council to see if the developers headed on the right track. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.